Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Health and Show's Happy Hour, July 8th, 2014, with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. We have a special guest in the studio with us, Tommy Priakas, and he's the one that wrote that song that we just did, or the, what do you call it, bumper music?
Intro is what I would call
intro
it.
Music.
Intro
music. He writes a lot of music. But we do that for Blog Talk Radio because it's like something's coming. But we need some happy music for Happy Hour. Tommy and his group has written a song. I've been trying to ask him if we can have the rights to or use it. And it's just a happy, happy song. Bourbon Street? Beacon Street. I keep calling it Bourbon Street.
You get real happy with bourbon.
I'm a double shot with
that person. Hey, this is Happy Hour. Why not call it Bourbon Street?
Yeah. Let's change it to Bourbon Street. I've been calling it that for a year. But he's going to talk to his group about letting us use that.
Get a good recording of it.
Okay. But we do Happy Hour every other Tuesday from 6 to 7 Eastern Time. It's simultaneously broadcast with chat on Blog Talk Radio that Richard is monitoring and taking care of. And I'm on the WebEx side of it. If anybody would like to join us, they can go to our Sound Health Options website, and they can watch what we are doing. We do Happy Hour for many reasons. One, just to show people the technique that we do here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, where we take vocal prints and vocal samples and look what's in there so people can watch that. We also do it just to help people learn this technique and give them some lessons, and we just like it. Any other reasons we do this?
Well, I have my own reasons, because I do it because my friends told me, stop telling us about all these things, go someplace, and that's when I met you and a forum to complain about the things I want to rant about. So it's a great place. Happy Hour, I do like Happy Hour, even though today's subject can be a little tricky. It's escaping the emotional abyss. But I know that there's an uptone, you know, Disney end to that.
There
because
is.
You have some information that people need to be aware of that we keep talking about it in this form. I love that.
Well, I think it's because we bring tools and choices. I'm just really tired of gloom and doom, and only I can save you and send me your money crap. I actually got an advertisement for evaporated water, powdered water, and it was in case of drought. Evaporated water. There was two or three things, powdered something or the other, that was just silliness. But I want to make something clear here. We get a lot of letters, and we get things by request, and that's why we're doing depression, by request. But somebody said to me, why are you always picking on Obama? Why don't you like the Democrats? You know, it's not Democrats or Republicans, because a few years ago I was bashing Bush. And bashing Bush because he was doing things that were not in line with what was beneficial to the people. So I don't think this is a party line. I think this is a line of people first, politics second. So just to let people know that, my politics are not pro or, what do you call that, pro or against any party. Although I do like the Tea Party and what they stand for, because I think it's people first. But just like we talked about a few weeks ago on the Direction for Truth, our politics now are becoming much like the corporation, where the corporation is becoming very narcissistic, they are very narcissistic and very me first. When we first discovered that we could help people with pain, I went to the local hospital and I said, this is what we can do. And this guy looked at me like I had three heads and a tail and said, so you want to help me lose my stockholders' money? I was like, naive, stupid little me, hospitals have stockholders? I'm like, I thought this was a place where people come to get well, not a place where you're supposed to be making money. And that's what a corporation is about. The hospitals are now corporation, and it's the corporation, the bottom line, the money first, not the people, not health. And while I'm on my soapbox, I'm going to talk about something else, and then I'll give up the floor here. We do want to volunteer, so if any of you are thinking about that, pop your hand up, and you can be our guinea pig for this depression. And you don't have to be depressed to do it. I have a bunch of wild cats at my house that just appear, and people drop off, and I hug them and feed them and love them and try to tell them they have a good home. And this one little beautiful little gray and white faced little kitty, I was trying to pet it and it clawed me in my eye. And it started to swell in a couple of days and I got an infection in that eye. I went to the eye doctor because I don't really want to fool around with my eyeball swelling up, even though I probably could have taken care of it with bioacoustics. I was just a chicken. And the eye doctor's a friend anyway, so I went to her to see what was going on, and sure enough, it was cat scratch fever. And she gave me a prescription. I took it to the local pharmacy, and this is a tiny, tiny bottle of eye drops. I bet it doesn't even have a teaspoon of stuff in it. It was $299. And I said, good God, what is in this stuff? And they didn't really know. And I said, well, what if I was paying cash for it instead of taking it through my insurance, and that made it cost $100 and some dollars? What if I just paid you cash? It was $51. $51 if I paid cash. $299 if I put it through my insurance. What is going on? Is there some backdoor deals that you quadruple the cost of something and there's some kickback somewhere to something, to somebody? This is crazy. And I think it's going to get even crazier with all of these things about medication and rationing and costs. So that's why I want to encourage everybody on the planet to take our courses. And there's a whole list of them from free to the professional level. We do have a bio diet one coming up at the end of the month if people want to jump on our site and go to e-classes and look at that. Just under classes, e-special. I think this is another one of those donation ones because we are so surrounded by overweight people. And I don't think it's the food we eat. I don't think it's a lack of exercise. I think it's the metabolism. We are poisoned, and we just can't process all the food, so we just keep it. Okay, I'm off my rant. Your turn, Richard.
I'll softly jump on that rant and just say, I think they, back to your eye drops from $200 to $50 cash, I put that in the category of because they can, meaning that the corporate and the insurance, you know, the game insurance. I used to work in an office when I did physical therapy for chiropractors, and the chiropractors would bill, I don't remember what the rate is, a very high rate because they knew from I knew this from the office man, that it would be bounced back to the insurance company based on that rate. And then it was the dance of, we'll try and bill for as much as we can get. They'll bounce it back and say, no, we'll only give you half of that, and then you bounce back and you get maybe the version you started at. And I think that's the same thing with, you know, the insurance companies. If they can get somebody's insurance to cover those for $200, great, we'll take the $200.
It was $299.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was crazy. For a teaspoon, you know it doesn't cost that. For a teaspoon of something. It could have been a teaspoon of gold, maybe. That might have cost that.
That might have cost that, yeah.
Yeah. Follow the money, Richard says. Okay, we are going to do some things about depression. I'm putting up here the link. Oh, somebody's saying that somebody's second child was born, and if they paid in cash, they gave them a 60% discount if they paid within 30 days. I believe it. We're going to have to take all of this into our own hands, and that's what our Guardian program is. Eventually, in the professional program, you'll learn how to give people medications using sound, but you can't tell anybody that. But we're going to talk about depression because it seems to have grabbed a hold of a lot of people recently. Usually in the spring, people get hyper and they want to clean their house and their closets. But this spring, it seems that we are getting more and more depressed. And so we did this thing about falling into the emotional abyss, which means a deep and seemingly bottomless chasm, because we've had people on our door so depressed and they don't know what it's about. They don't have an emotional reason for it. Yes, there's wars. Yes, there's IRS on our butts. Yes, sometimes it seems hopeless about what's going on in our world, but I think we're coming out of it. But there are, well, explain that further. I think people have finally had enough and they're demanding things like Palin saying it's time to impeach Obama. I have a prediction. I just think Obama's going to walk away because he really doesn't care. He's just going to walk away and say, this is the way it's going to be and I'm out of here. Anyway. If people have a great job and their partners are good and their kids are wonderful and they have a great boss, they can still be depressed and not know why. It can be a result of medication. It can be not the right foods. Like, depression usually is when things are down. You don't have enough B5 or B1 or B12 or whatever. And when things are too high in the body, then you get anxious and jittery and nervous. And we did some studies about that and found out that NAC, Richard's favorite nutrient, is one of the things that helps shut down the GABA receptors, which is all the incoming radio stations from all over the body. And they're all coming in at once, and the GABA receptors are really open, and your brain just gets totally overstimulated. Well, kind of the opposite of that is depression. When the body can't use what's coming in, it doesn't have enough nutrients in what is coming in. So there's a, I just found this. There's a little fill in the blank here. Are you depressed? And it gives you some information about what depression is. And it gives you something to fill out to see the degree of your depression. And then wonderfully it decides to tell you that you should be on medication. So let's just skip the medication parts and let's look at some nutrition. Now I've got myself in a circle here of signs and symptoms of depression. Difficulty concentrating, remembering details, or making decisions. fatigue and decreased energy. That's a big one we're hearing right now. Feelings of guilt, worthlessness, and helplessness. And when we look at depression, we're seeing vitamin C is very, very low. And when we begin to look at why that's happening, a lot of these people have radiation poisoning, and that's not allowing the vitamin C to do its job in the body. And for those of you who want to look to see if you are radiation poisoned, go to Downloads from soundhealthoptions.com. Go to Radiation Software, and it's sitting right there for you with charts and everything else. So you can test yourself to see if you are radiation poisoned. Somebody, who was it? Mike Adams had nascent iodine as a frequency to take up some of these radiation isotopes. ATP will also do that. Adenosine triphosphate, and you can buy that at your health food store. So looking at this clinical depression and seeing that vitamin C is very instrumental. The same frequency for vitamin C is the frequency for serotonin and dopamine. Both of those need to be in balance in the body. One is a D sharp and the other is an F. So you need those in balance along with GABA, and I think GABA is a G sharp. And those are some of the things that we're going to look at as soon as we get started here and I quit talking. So other symptoms, feelings of guilt, worthlessness, or helplessness, feelings of pessimism, insomnia, early morning wakefulness, excessive sleeping, irritability, restlessness, lack of interest, overeating or loss of appetite. You know, it seems like depression's on both sides of the fence here. Overeating or loss of appetite. Persistent aches and pains, headaches, cramps, digestion problems, diarrhea, constipation, sad feelings, just not knowing where to turn next. Thoughts of suicide, that nobody cares, that there's nobody there to lean on or to be there for you or to give you a hug. So there's lots of these things on the internet where you can go look at depression symptoms. You can fill out a little thing about, am I really depressed? I was going to try to find this one. Depression self-test. By Psychology Today. Take the test. There's a lot of them. Just skip the part when you get down to the bottom and it says, sponsored by your local GlaxoSmithKline or Pfizer, and you should be on Wellbutrin and all this crap. Crap, crap, crap. You know, there are natural things in the body to help you feel better and to feel good about yourself. The B vitamins, the dopamine is the feel-good, biochemical. So there are natural things, and that's what we wanted to help people find in doing their vocal prints. So I think Patty had her hand up first. Whoops, that's my to-do list. Don't need to see that. So we are going to go to our Audacity. Now, all of these instructions that I'm showing you right now are all on the website. Go to Sound Health Maine, Downloads, and this is the radiation exposure. Here's the Abacus and Radical Rescue. That's about radiation. And then step by step, do this first. Go to Audacity. Download this. We'll walk you through it as we go through here. But there's also a Bioacoustic Basics textbook that has every step of this. Now, I would rather do somebody's vocal print and maybe help them than going through each of these steps again and again and again that you can go grab off of the internet. You can also go to our other Happy Hour sessions, and there are tons. I shouldn't say tons, but look at how many happy hours we've done here that you can go see how all of this is done again and again. There's videos. There's just audios on Blog Talk Radio if you want to do that. But we are going to go to Audacity. And let's see if we can open. Patty, I'm unmuting your mic. Can you talk to me, Patty? I can, but there's a lot of static. Can you try to hold?
Let me turn the fans off. It's very hot here, and there's no air conditioning. Hold on.
Yeah, see if you can turn off all that background noise. And I think Maya was the second one with her hand up.
Can you hear me, hon? Is that better?
It is a little better. Okay, I'm going to hit this red button.
Okay.
And your Audacity has to be set up. We have to look at preferences. This is all in the book. 32,000 16-bit mono. Now, I'm going to take a vocal print, and using a mic, that's all in the booklet about which mic we're going to use. This is seconds across the top. Try to hold real still because there's a lot of scraping noises going on. Okay, Patty, I'm going to hit this red button, and you're going to talk for 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
And tell us why you feel you're depressed or you just volunteered because you're happy, whatever. Okay?
Okay.
Go.
Yeah, I'm pretty depressed, Sherry. You've been talking to me for a while. I've just talked about my vitamin toxicity, and now I'm having problems with my left leg is numbing, and I don't know. It's causing me tremendous pain, and I think it's way more than a pinched nerve. And I don't know. I'm just having a lot of problems, Sherry. I'm very depressed. I'm overwhelmed with it, actually. I'm going to have to withdraw from school, take a leave of absence. I'm just too affected by this. It's really causing tremendous stress. The pain in my left leg is unbearable. I can't sit up. I'm lying down. It hurts. Walking hurts.
Okay, I'm going to shut your mic off in a minute, but I want to ask you a couple of questions. And for those of you watching, this was too loud at the beginning, so I'm going to roll over it and chop it out. Okay, Patty, how long have you been depressed?
I don't know, Sherry, probably off and on for most of my life.
Awesome.
It gets better, and then, I don't know, something happens, and it can just slip back into it.
Is there an emotional reason, or you think this is biochemical?
I think this is biochemical. I had been on Taxol, and then I weaned myself off of it because I didn't think it was a good idea, but now that I've done that, my anxiety level has gone up. I really think this is a chemical thing. There is some emotional stuff. I had a best friend who I feel has betrayed me, and so that's really done a number on me. But I think the majority of it is biochemical.
Okay, so you're reporting anxiety. Does that mean there's too much stimulation going on and you don't know which way to turn because there's too much?
It's more like, all of a sudden, Sherry, I just feel like I can't breathe, and even though I know I can, but I get panicking, and I hate it. It's the most horrifying thing. It's just this insane fear, and unfortunately, most times the only way I can get rid of it is to end up taking something like what's this stuff called, clozapine or something like that. And Xanax, and they're not even prescribed to me. It's just ones that friends have gotten for me when they've seen me in this state of mind, because I get so panicky. I just don't know how to control it.
Okay, now this is not really depression, but we're going to go ahead and deal with it. Will you look up clozapine? Yes, and see what it's used for, and is it a benzodiazepine?
Yeah, that was that 100, but the depression, I definitely feel depressed. I mean, like right now, that's why I'm withdrawing from school. I feel like I am completely incapacitated. I can't do anything. I've spent the last few days basically lying on my back I'm just a mess.
Okay, I want people to know that what Patty is talking about is very serious, and we really should have her send us vocal prints instead of trying to do this through WebEx and through a lot of mechanics. So we're going to go ahead and do this as a demonstration. Do you have ups and downs, Patty, or you're just anxious right now?
Right now I feel depressed, yeah. The heat, this overwhelming heat without having air conditioning sometimes sets me into a panic, but
okay.
Right now it's just depressed. And
well, I'm going to mute you and you go turn your fans and stuff on. Okay, what do we do with this vocal sample? We could listen to it. Can you hear the note of B in total stress in her voice, Tommy? That major stress in her voice, but there's a the note of B comes out to me. Can you listen to this in her voice? Okay, we're just going to listen to a little bit.
Left leg is numbing, and I don't know if it's causing me to remain.
Can you hear that note of B in her voice? Okay. So we have saved it in our Waves file. I'm going to take this to the next step, which is a program called Abacus. Now this takes everything that she said and organizes it. So go to desktop and I just have a Waves file where I put things. And I try to keep them in order of when they were done. So this we named Patty Depression. And you can see almost instantly for those of you who've been with us for a while, what's the problem here, Richard?
Methylation.
Methylation. And absolutely, this is the problem right here. See this big gap? This is the worst of the worst. So I'm going to fill in this demographic, Patty Depression, online with Happy Hour. And we don't need her birthday. We would for other things, but not this. Female and depression and anxiety. Now, I don't know if it's going to let me save this with this little slash in there. It may not. But just for me, I'm going to go grab this. Okay, this is an A-sharp here that she has. Can you go look that up for me? I'm in the wrong spot. It's this one here.
It's right again.
Oh, it is.
It is
the right one. They just put it down here. I wanted to look at this wide gap because that says it's most open, and we'll report back what we think that might be. Okay, we're going to ask the computer to cooperate here and pull points, and it's going to pull everything that's high above this gray grid. This gray grid is normal. You can see most of her information is way above the grid. I'm going to give you a slice too, Tommy. 776-320. So this is all of her voice, and it's totally out of normal. It's high. There's too much going on in her chart. Her body is not able to utilize. And that's why Richard said methylation. Boy, anytime you see this much of the chart above the line, if it was below the line, it would be things that she doesn't have enough of. This is a low one, Tommy. 183325. And it's our lowest low. You want this? Or you're getting a big piece of paper?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to hit this little red point circle, and it's the computer is going to choose what it thinks we ought to be looking at. It didn't choose that one, which I think that's kind of strange.
183
183. I'm going to take away this one with my mouse, and the little booklet that we pointed you to has all the instructions. You can watch the other videos and see what's going on with this. So that was a high. And I don't know if this is going to let me do it because we have to have six highs and six lows, I believe, in here. Let's see if it'll let me save it. And I'm going to hit this little Rubik's Cube. And it's going to let me save it over here in my GNS files. Now I'm going to open a file, and I wish I was on the other line over here, because the icon for this program is just beautiful. I'm opening Bioacoustic Depression, and it's an eye crying into a big lake. I can't move it over. It just won't move by itself. Oh, and I got it caught under something. Tommy, is there any way to see the icon of this once I've opened the program? Or I have to do it?
You have to do a screen grab.
Oh, I could do a screen grab. I'm going to do that because I just think you guys ought to see this. These are the kinds of programs, all print screen, that we use with the Guardian program. And the Guardian is a monthly program where we meet and discuss these programs, learn how to use them. You get a copy of the program for your own use for a year. Isn't that a beautiful thing to represent depression? Because the picture itself looks like depression. Did you create this, Tommy?
No. I made the logo at the bottom, but that's about it. It was from a font base you got, kid.
But isn't that beautiful? Because you feel the depression and the isolation and the pain. So the program just allows us to import all of those frequencies that we pulled off of Patty's chart. 9.288, that's an emotional layer, 16, 17, 5, it's the, I can see where this is coming from already. What we did was take these numbers here and transfer them over to this program that's going to tell us what each of these mean. So we can look at depression. No, that's too much. Let's look at anxiety. And these are the things that we would look at for anxiety. And she's reporting right now that she's feeling too much coming in. She's overwhelmed. So here's GABA. GABA receptors is what controls how much neuro information, how much electrical information comes into the brain. Norepinephrine, a lot of people use that for creativity. That's one of the ingredients of meth. That's why people get hyper on meth. Serotonin, excessive levels may cause anxiety. Histamine can cause people to be, their nerves get absolutely raw. So if histamine comes up, we have a solution for that too. Dopamine, excessive levels may cause anxiety. I can't even pronounce this. Oh, a.k.a. Wellbutrin, I can pronounce that. So if we're looking at anxiety, these are the things that might come up and tell us what's going on. So let's look under depression. Oh, just too much under depression. And since this is a program about depression, we can understand that. Okay, Tommy is handing me a list of some of the numbers that we've picked off already, and I can see the pattern. And the pattern here is Krebs cycle, and which is the energy cycle, and thyroid. Your thyroid is involved here. So we need to look at that. But this is too much to look at. So I'm going to go to client information, and I'm going to ask the computer to let me look at, let's look at, what would thyroid come up under? Biochemicals? Receptors aren't in here, Tommy. Hormones? Are there receptors in the big program? The GABA receptors are very important here.
Ultimate diet, you might find it.
Ultimate diet, okay. But one of her numbers is the parathyroid hormone. So let's look at biochemicals first and see what we can find. Oh, it came up over here. And there it is. GABA, 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 GABA. GABA is way too high. The receptors are either open or your body just isn't using GABA. And I don't know. Richard, do you know of an herb that will help control GABA? Or anybody in the chat?
I can't think of anything. She might try using, like, Source Natural makes this lingual GABA, which might bypass the digestion. So it could, because it'll sublingually, it'll just bypass the blood-brain barrier and get directly to the synapses. And that might... for at least to get it in.
Well, it's already too open. I'm going to go over here and open Ultimate Diet because it has the receptors in it. Tommy, it isn't on this computer. So I will open Bio Diet because it's in there, and I'll open the professional version. Because I want to see what her receptors look like. The GABA is just totally... way too high. And can you look on a line and see if you can find an antidote to GABA? Okay, I am importing her file into something offline here just for a second. I wish I could show you this. Maybe I will be able to. I'm going to go into genomes. Is it genomes and proteins, Tommy? Or just the genomes. Ah, now I'm going to see if I can move this over without exposing the things that I don't want to expose. This is the difference between the public versions and the professional versions. When we give out frequencies, people go do stupid things with them. They put them in Rife machines and all the other kinds of things, and they aren't careful with it, and then they come back on us, and we're doing something wrong, and we shouldn't give these frequencies, and you can't do this, and you can't show that. And, you know, so we have just agreed we will not give this to the public. So here's the GABA receptors. They're all, most of them are way too high. Everything in here, insulin receptors, thyroid, everything is, you're just beating yourself to death until we can get these GABA receptors closed so that we can get this GABA from just totally overwhelming you. It's like with GABA this open, it's like you've stuck your finger into an outlet. You're just going, bzz, 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 bzz. And we've got to get the GABA shut down. And Tommy is a bioacoustic practitioner, and he's one of our trainers. He's been with us for nearly 20 years, and he's looking online right now to try to find an antidote for GABA for you. Says it's made from glutamate for depression, states of insomnia, anxiety, deficiency, feeling of anxiety, irritability, nervousness, and being unable to relax or sleep. As a supplement, doesn't have much impact on circulating levels in the brain. The dimethylglycine is also high, and that's going to make your muscles themselves jerky and overstimulated. So we really need to get this GABA shut down. So as Tommy's working on that furiously over here in the corner, let's look at some of the other things going on with your report. Let's look at some of your nutrients, vitamins, minerals, flavonoids, amino acids. Let's look at some of these. Okay, triremes are high. Triremes, somebody in the chat may know more about this, but triremes to me means that the body's too acid. Okay, antagonist, Tommy said, would be an anti-benzodiazepine. So Valium, lithium, the body produces lithium during meditation and during sleep. We need to get you to a practitioner and get this GABA shut down. Enkephalins, that might give her a runner's high kind of peacefulness, but it also gives you a lot of extra energy. And it would drop in norepinephrine.
And the GABA would be crazy again.
Yeah, the GABA would be crazy again. Is the strike above the gray blend to below the band around? Okay, Steve, I'm going to have to go back and look again. Is audio working? Yes. Somebody answer Andrew and say yes. Oh, let's see. Let's give him the tech number, 866-863-3903. Tech support. Okay, Richard, are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you fine.
Okay, so Richard has put in Han Nieper's lithium supplement is good.
It's a natural form of lithium. It's not a pharmaceutical mineral-based formulation. It's also available at, to look it up and put it in chat. I can't think of the company right now.
Steve is asking a question I don't quite understand. Is a strike above the gray band a strike?
Oh, in the abacus?
Is that a strike above the gray band to below the band around 190? From a high to a low? Yes, it's a strike from high to low, but that's pain. That's a pain architecture, Steve. Okay, so triremes. We look it up on Wikipedia, but I think it means the body is too acid. Tyramine or triremine?
Tyramine.
Yeah. It had to do with gout. When we were researching gout, the body was too acid. We're looking it up. Okay. So let's look at the next one. 9T3, I don't know what that is. Low levels may indicate thyroid deficiency and may be a cause of depression. Now, I don't think you can go buy this on the shelf. testosterone. This is a artificial form of testosterone, and you don't want it really high for women, but you want some, because especially women over 40 or so, you need some testosterone to keep your energy running. But low levels may indicate thyroid deficiency. I'm wondering if high levels create thyroid hyperness. So that's another thing. We'd have to run you through the other program of thyroid. I write myself a note. Thyroid, probably allergies. Okay. Iron. Now, bioacoustically speaking, almost everything can be something else. So this says iron is high, and I don't know if hemochromatosis can cause anxiety. Can you put that in and cross-reference it?
Can I put something in the chat?
Somebody's saying something in chat about it? Oh, Tommy is saying ingesting food high in tyramine can cause hypertension crisis, high blood pressure. High blood pressure can make you feel really anxious, too. Robin says she just found Healing Edge GABA. What does this article say, Robin?
Seems to be talking about a natural antidote for anxiety and stress. And it's talking about valerian root, acts as a muscle relaxant, and has a calming effect for general nervousness, depression, despondency, and nervous headaches. So that was about the only thing I could find that was naturally derived.
Okay, let's see if high iron has anything to do with anxiety. Anxiety and panic attacks. This is often due to excessive iron. I did not know that. This could be an issue, hemochromatosis, high iron. There is a wobenzyme, W-O-B-E-N-Z-Y-M-E. But it may just be that you have a problem with iron, because if you have low blood pressure, usually it's a symptom of low iron, and this is saying high iron. So we'd have to look at all the other things in combination with this. But wobenzyme. Okay, what do you think about a raisin, eating raisins? They're very high in iron. If that sounds like a good idea to you and your body would like it, probably you need iron. But if the idea of a raisin is objectionable to you, you probably have high iron. But wobenzyme, and the wobenzyme from Germany is the best one. There is a company that tried to steal their patent. What is these people's name? They make Beyond Longevity Plus, and they got caught taking these people's formula. I mentioned there were many on chat interesting things that have gotten people out of restored eyesight. It costs nothing. It requires no nothing. Wow. Looks like a really nice piece of information that Steve has put in here. For hemochromatosis, check serum ferritin levels for iron storage diseases. We could go back and look at that. Not with this program, I don't think. Iron and niacin converts tryptophan into 5-hydroxyl-L-tryptophan. And that can be an issue because tryptophan, B6 and B3 and tryptophan are precursors to the whole cascade for serotonin and dopamine. Somebody's got their mic open and I'm going to go shut it. Okay, thank you. This is another one. This B6, taking the supplement vitamin B6 in excess can cause tingling of fingers and toes. Doesn't say it causes anxiety. Tommy, do we have a program that's just on the anxiety?
Yes, we do.
Let's run her through that one. Because I think she has more anxiety than she has depression. It may show up this GABA stuff too. Let us know where you are located. We need to get you with a bioacoustic practitioner because we just can't seem to find something to make GABA settle down. Well, there's herbs, so that's not quite true. You're a 5 here at enzyme production, process of digestion. Enzyme production is through the liver, and it also makes your hormones, so that's where stress is at G-sharp. And its opposite is D, liver, pancreas, gallbladder. So this gives some more information. I just ran them all, activators. Signals the central may be calcium-dependent regulation. I'm not going to look at activators right now because you can't really do anything about it. There's the GABA and the triremines and arginine. Prevents anxiety messages from reaching the brain. Really? I thought it overstimulated. GABA is just high and is not useful. Thymopoietin, low, that helps regulate the kidney function to keep your immune system up and running. So this has gotten to the point where your kidneys are involved. Genes, hypocalcin, calcium-binding protein that belongs to the neurocalcium sensors, family of proteins. Well, that doesn't have a lot to do with it. Adrenaline is low. Wow. So you're hyper but fatigued at the same time? That's what this looks like. Yeah, could be thyroid. High potassium can also cause those feelings of overstimulation. Necessary for proper adrenal function. We probably should run you through adrenals. Thyroid, allergies, adrenals. But I would want a better sample of your voice and going all through this computer program. And those instructions, we can send them to you. Oh, look at this one. And it's right on our website, too, under clinical services, how to send us a vocal print. And it's also under that radiation software, how to send us a vocal print in this little blue book right here. Or you can call the office and they'll walk you through it. But look at this, wheat gluten high. Are you eating any kind of gluten or grains?
I think you muted her.
Oh, let me unmute you, Patty. Okay, you're unmuted, Patty.
No, not really, hon. You're right. I think if there's more anxiety than there is depression. I was just lying here, and I realized that I'm getting anxiety just because it's hot, and I feel like I can't breathe, and all I want to do is sleep. So it's exactly what you were saying.
Neuropeptide Y is also high, and sometimes that comes from a trauma or an accident, like whiplash or a conk on the head or falling on your head. So we'd want to get this neuropeptide Y under control also. But I would ask that you not eat any grains. You know, I saw a little boy that was totally hyper to the point of driving us crazy here. We opened the front door to his parents or his grandpa, and the first thing he did was start hitting me on my thighs. He was only about 4 or 5 years old. And I reached down to grab his wrist to keep him from pounding on me, and he took my little finger and twisted it and broke it. And, you know, I'm gasping, you know, because my finger's all crooked. I'm trying to pull it straight. And he ran into another room, and I don't know if it was bubblegum or what, but he stuffed something into the
marbles.
Well, he was the one with the marbles eventually. But he stuffed something into the VCR thing. I can't remember what he was stuffing in there. But we gave him an antidote for the grain, corn, I can't even remember what it was. And he had not spoken any words, and within an hour he was playing normally. And it was like, I know, it was the antidote of adrenaline, but her adrenaline already shows low. We'd get you off wheat. Here's your vitamins coming up. All of these vitamins are water soluble, so you're just not using your nutrients. I didn't see histidine come through here, so that's not it. That was all. So the commonalities here are some B vitamins that are too high, and twice I saw some hippocampus thing going on. It was in genes and proteins, I think, where that showed up. Showed up here. And then showed up again here.
In the program, in anxiety, it was there, but it showed up. I mean, it did in the program. But she didn't have it.
Lisa, how am I doing that? I don't want to be doing it. Tell me how I'm doing it. Okay, I'll go back and check on it. But these are two things here. I can't get them open at once, but both of them are, maybe I can, both of them are hippocampus things. Hippocampus abundant gene low, and then hippocampus abundant transcript high. So this controls a lot of things in the body, the old brain. So that's something, because it shows twice, we're going to go back and look at it. Since sulfate is a big issue and the water-soluble nutrients are not being utilized very well, would sulfur be a good thing to try? We could check hers and see if sulfur would be a good cofactor for her. But usually when there's that much problems going on, amino acids are usually pages and pages. And I didn't see a lot of, she didn't have a lot of amino acids. I think we need to get this GABA under control. The receptors and the actual GABA. This has been a lot of good advice here in the chat. For any of those of you who want to have a copy of the chat, just go in, click inside the chat, hit Control A, and that'll grab all of it. Where are Effie's on the screen? Under the VP data on the program. Can you help me understand this? Am I...
Which screen is showing?
This I'm showing, but I don't see it. Lisa, send me a screen grab under the VP data on the program.
That must be on her screen. I don't know. What does it say, Lisa?
Lisa, I'm seeing bioacoustic depression P and anxiety P. Is there something else on the screen? Am I showing something else, Tommy? I don't mean to be.
Your vocal point data, Sherry, they're not brainwave models. They're just the numbers. The end of the data list, so yeah.
Oh, just these numbers. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's no correlation of what number is which.
That's true. I wasn't thinking about that because I know.
Okay. You had me scared there for a minute.
Sorry.
Okay. Patty, you need to get in touch with the office and tell us where you are. Need to send some good vocal prints, and we'll see if we can help. Wow, that was a quick session, but I thought I kind of went slow so everybody could kind of follow our logic of what we were looking at. And GABA showed up so many times. And GABA is a neurotransmitter, and I've seen it as something that would slow things down and something that would speed things up. So I'd like to suggest that you go look at this self-test about depression, because I don't think you're depressed initially because of your situation. I think yours is totally biochemical. And because the biochemical depression is a problem, it's causing the secondary emotional symptoms. Phyllis says, would you in turn run this VP through methylation mapping? Yes, absolutely, Phyllis, that would be the next step. And those are the kinds of programs that we provide to people in the Guardian program, so they can go back and run themselves through methylation or allergies or thyroid. So we just really encourage people to come into the Guardian program and become part of that underground network that is going to try to help everybody when healthcare is no longer available to us or it's so expensive we can't stand it. Richard, I know you have to go, and thank you all for being here. I hope none of you run into this kind of issue, but if you do, then you can certainly go on our website and look it up. A lot of the things that you need, Patty, are on our bonus software. Some of the stuff I just looked at in BioDiet, it will tell you some things about GABA and what to do about it. So just download this. This is free to the public. So download this. Download the pieces. And know that this is just biochemical. Don't let your emotions hold you down. Push through. This is biochemical. This doesn't seem to be emotional in its root cause. Just pretend that your worst enemy is trying to keep you down, and you're going to get past it. Okay. Thank you guys for being here. This is great. I hope you learned something. It was fun, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for helping, Richard. This will be up on Blog Talk Radio probably within a half hour, and it'll be up on our site tomorrow. Later.
Bye, everybody.